News releasetown of INNISFIL. Hundreds of Canadian towns and cities will be marking Culture Days from September 23 to October 16. Culture Days is a national celebration of arts and culture. To commemorate Culture Days this year, the town of Innisfil and the Innisfil Idealab and Library have unveiled a donated piece of public art. This piece, entitled Man, was created circa 1967 by artist Heinz Gofferth. Made of cement and standing 5 feet tall, this statue was donated to the Innisfil Idealab and Library and is now in its new home for all to enjoy on the Innisfil Rotary Trail. After careful review by a panel comprised of members from the Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council, Innisfil residents, and business community, the donation was recommended for acquisition in 2016. It was stored safely until a permanent home for the work was prepared. Heinz Gofferth, master portrait painter, was born in 1920 in Dusseldorf, Germany, and died on January 2, 2001. Gofferth's work gained international recognition after appearing in an exhibition at the Museum of Fine Art in Cincinnati, Ohio. Though renowned as a portrait painter, his body of work includes sculptures and a number of landscapes, particularly of Georgian Bay. Watch for these upcoming events that highlight culture in Innisfil. Maker Fest 22. Be a part of the celebration, connecting community creativity at our 8th annual Maker Fest. We are back live and in person for this community show and tell event. We bring together crafters, marvelous makers, and exhibits to explore as we unveil their latest creations, provide interactive activities, and inspire curious onlookers. Innisfil Idealab and Library, Lakeshore Branch, Saturday, September 24, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Innisfil Autumn Art Show and Sale. The artists and organizers of the Innisfil Studio Tour invite you to join them for an exciting weekend of art, creativity, and inspiration. Enjoy a wide variety of artworks from painting and drawing to wood turning and cloth sculpture, and more. Meet and chat with the artists, experience demonstrations of their talents, and don't miss this opportunity to purchase one-of-a-kind art, great for gift-giving or just for your enjoyment. Innisfil Idealab and Library, Lakeshore Branch, Saturday, November 5, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, November 6, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Ice Hut Art, a one-of-a-kind, community-inspired public art project transforming wooden structures into engaging and thought-provoking pieces of art for the 2022-23 winter season. This new Ice Hut Art project is funded by the County of Simcoe 2022 Tourism, Culture and Sport Enhancement Fund. In December, these new huts will form an outdoor art gallery in Innisfil Beach Park, while the huts of 2021-22 will be located directly on ice at Gale's Hotbox Ice Huts. The Ice Hut Art Project will be featured in early October as part of the Creative City Network of Canada's and the Public Art Network's Public Art Year in Review. The Public Art Year in Review highlights what is new and exciting about Canada's public art sector, highlighting 10 public art projects from across the country, and recognizes artwork of all scope and scale, with an emphasis on the diverse ways artists and municipalities respond to their local environments. Art around town. Visit all your library branches and town hall throughout the year to explore temporary art installations and the works of local artists. The following exhibits will run from October through to December. Innisfil Idealab and Library, Lakeshore Branch, exhibits the work of Corey Gankman. Innisfil Idealab and Library, Cookstown Branch, exhibits the work of Karen Lewis. Innisfil Idealab and Library, Stroud Branch, exhibits the 2021-22 Ice Hut Art Project. Innisfil Town Hall exhibits Black and Canadian Stories of Service, presented by Band Black Artists Network in Dialogue. Gallery X Uplift Black Culture Days raises the awareness, accessibility, participation and engagement of all Canadians in the arts and cultural life of their communities. Innisfil residents are invited to celebrate the creative vitality of the community by visiting various locations across Innisfil, discovering arts and culture in their very own backyard.